Welcome, Cornell College of Human Ecology alumni, students, and enthusiasts. This is Dean Lisa Stiano-Coico, and I'm happy to announce the launch of the College of Human Ecology's first ever podcast. You are among the first to hear this new outreach format. We have launched this podcast to give you a new way to keep in touch with what is happening around the college, both in Ithaca and with alumni across the country. In this first podcast, I will highlight several new projects underway on campus. In the future, I will expand the format and invite campus leaders, faculty, and students to join the discussion and share their news on the podcast. To begin the update, I must tell you about the physical transformation that CHE is undergoing. If you have visited the campus recently, you have no doubt witnessed the massive renovations that are underway. We are building a better home for human ecology. Just a few weeks ago, demolition of the North MVR building was completed. Over 16,000 tons of debris were removed. Of that, 380 tons of steel and 4.5 tons of copper were recycled, and over 15,000 tons of clean fill was used at various off-campus sites. So only about 3% of the construction debris was not reused in some fashion. We are now planning reconstruction, and we hope that the first bricks will be laid in 2007. Once completed, this grand building will serve as a unifying area for human ecology students with state-of-the-art academic facilities. While we focus on our new building, some students from the Design and Environmental Analysis Department are working on their own building project. Last semester, several students in Professor Paul Eshelman's design studio class constructed a double occupancy room tailored especially to accommodate individuals with Alzheimer's disease. What the students came up with was incredible. From the softness of the bedsheets to the finish on the sink faucet, the room's design took into account how sight, sound, and touch can affect those afflicted with Alzheimer's disease. This is an outstanding example of how the College of Human Ecology students apply science to improve the daily lives of people. In another human ecology department, students and professors are also reaching out to improve the lives of those who are sometimes underserved. In the textiles and apparel department, Professor Susan Ashdown is working to meet the need for attractive clothing for larger women through the use of body scanning technology. The 3D body scan technology that Professor Ashdown has created takes 12 seconds to produce about 300,000 bits of information that will increase the accuracy of measurements. This will help the textiles industry to design better fitting apparel. In the Policy Analysis and Management Department, the Sloan Program in Health Administration hosted an impressive intersession symposium in which current Sloan students traveled to Washington, D.C. to speak with policy experts about the challenges in healthcare today. Sloan students heard from leaders who work in every aspect of healthcare policy, including representatives of the American Medical Association, the pharmaceutical industry, and healthcare staffers from the office of Senator Hillary Clinton. In the Division of Nutritional Sciences, Professor Jerry Haas has shown for the first time that fortified iron-rich rice greatly improves women's nutrition. In a 9-month study directed by Professor Haas, the iron status of women who ate biofortified iron-rich rice was 20% higher than in women who ate traditional rice. These findings have profound effects, since lack of iron is the most common deficiency in the world, afflicting more than 3.5 billion people, particularly in developing countries. Moving on to mental health, in the Department of Human Development, Professor Jeffrey Haugard is pursuing some very interesting research on the tendency of young adults to engage in coercive behaviors such as stalking. To help young adults cope with stalking, Professor Haugard has created a website on how to manage this common and difficult experience. This new website on stalking is hosted at the College of Human Ecology website under Human Development. In addition to on-campus news, I also want to let all the alumni in Florida know that I will be visiting you soon. We are still working out the details, but I will be on both the east and west coasts of Florida. For more information about this trip, feel free to contact Mary Beth Tarzian, the Director for Alumni Affairs and Development, for up-to-the-minute information. She can be reached at area code 607-255-2093. I will also be visiting the Chicago area alumni on April 4th and 5th and plan to be in the Boston area in early May. For those of you in the New York State area, we will also be participating in Return to the Classroom, A Day at Cornell. Topics, faces, and physical spaces may change at Cornell, but one thing remains constant: the tremendous impact of our teaching, research, and extension efforts. Join the colleges of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Human Ecology, and the Johnson Graduate School of Management on April 8th for an insider's look at Cornell today. Learn from our distinguished faculty and experience the power of collaboration as three of the university's colleges demonstrate some of the new ways Cornell influences your life, your community, and the world. Please check the Human Ecology website to address details, and I look forward to catching up with all of you. Last but not least, I want to begin the tradition of highlighting one distinguished recent alumnus during each podcast. The alumnus we're going to highlight today is Rachel Doyle. Rachel Doyle, an impressive alumna from the class of 2005, founded Glamour Gals, a nonprofit organization that bridges the generational gap between young adults and their elders. The young volunteers who participate in Glamour Gals provide complimentary makeovers and facials to elderly women, giving both generations the opportunity to share experiences while giving the older women a little makeover therapy. In recognition of Rachel's impressive work, Glamour Gals has been featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show and profiled in The New York Times and Glamour Magazine. You can read more about this terrific Human Ecology alumna and her work at www.glamourgals.org. That's glamourgals.org. This brings us to the end of our first podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. For further information on College of Human Ecology programs mentioned in this podcast, please visit our new redesigned website at www.human.cornell.edu. We are also extremely interested in hearing your opinions about this new podcast format. Just click on the feedback link at our website. Goodbye, good luck, and talk to you again soon.